Hi, good evening. Hello? How are you doing today? Hi, hello, good evening. How are you doing today?
What was that?
Hi, I'm calling you because we are conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Your number was chosen at random, and your individual answers are entirely confidential. It is just a short survey. Could you collaborate with me?
I suppose.
Thank you so much. It will be fast. Okay, so first, let's see. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Nope.
What is your race?
White.
What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
A doctorate.
What was that?
A doctorate.
Okay. Are you registered to vote in Ohio, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered in Ohio.
Thank you. As you may know, in November 2023, there will be a general election for several statewide issues, local offices in Columbus like mayor and city council, and local leagues. How likely are you to vote in November 2023 general election? Are you most certain to vote? Will you probably vote?
Certain.
Are the chances 50-50? Certain? Okay.
Certain.
Okay. Thinking about the direction in which the city of Columbus is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which Columbus is heading?
Somewhat satisfied, I guess.
Thank you. Below is a list of issues. Please select three that are most important to you. Feel free to stop me if you feel like one of these is important to you. You can choose up to three. Transportation, legalizing marijuana, crime and violence, health care, criminal justice reform, jobs and economy, access to abortion, property taxes, racial inequity, housing, city budget and spending, education, or others.
Crime.
Okay.
City budget, education.
Thank you. Now, we'd like to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know, you've never heard of these people and or groups, just let me know, okay?
Okay.
Okay, it's just a couple. Adrian Hood. You feel very...
Never heard.
Very warm and favorable?
No, I never heard.
Oh, okay. Andrew Ginther?
Doesn't ring a bell. I'm kind of new to Columbus, so I'm not totally grooved in on all these politics things.
Oh, okay. But have you heard of him?
No.
Okay. Nick Baxton?
I haven't heard of him either.
Okay. The Columbus Police?
Let's give them a 9.
A 9? Okay. Nancy Day Uphouse?
Never heard.
Okay. Melissa Green?
Never heard.
Chris White?
Never heard.
Shannon Harden?
Never heard.
Okay. Luis Gil?
Never heard.
Emmanuel Rini?
Never heard.
Zach Plain?
Never heard of him.
Okay. Farhan Yeti?
Never heard.
Okay. Last but not least, the Columbus City Council.
I don't know a whole lot about them. So we'll give them a 5. The place
okay.
Isn't falling apart, so.
I understand.
Neither good or bad.
Okay. In 2010, 2018, the voters of Columbus overwhelmingly passed a change to the system, increasing the number of council members from 7 to 9 and requiring them to live in 9 distinct areas of the city. As a voter, regardless of where you live or they live, you will have the opportunity to vote on all 9 candidates. Think about the Columbus City Council. Which of the following comes closest to your view, even if neither is exactly right? You could choose, I would rather re-elect city council so they can continue to work they have been like they have been doing. I'd rather elect new people to the city council so the council can go in a new direction.
Probably a new direction.
Okay. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Farhan Yeti or Nick Benson?
You know what? I haven't looked. I don't know who's running, and so I don't really, I haven't made any decision yet. I have to learn about these folks here in the next couple of months.
I understand. The same question for Luis, Jill, and Nancy, they off hour. You feel like you don't know who they are, and you wouldn't be able to.
Yeah, I don't know who they are, so I can't really say at this point who I'd both be likely to vote for.
I understand. Okay, so let me tell you a little bit about them. I'm going to read you some statements that people might make about candidates running for Columbus City Council. Rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement makes you much more likely to vote for the candidate for council, for city council, and 5 means statement makes you much more less likely to vote for the candidate, and 0 means you're much less likely to vote for the candidate for city council in November 2023. First.
Okay.
So Nancy Day Offhour, she is a community leader. She has spent the past decade advocating for underserved neighborhoods and addressing human service needs on the west side of Columbus by collaborating with other community stakeholders to launch programs addressing food insecurity, senior services, and addiction prevention education. Nancy is the endorsed Democrat running to make neighborhoods safer, improve access to housing and health care, and to advocate for marginalizing communities. Would you rate her from 0 to 10, 10 being much more likely to vote, 5 no more or less likely to vote, and 0 much less likely to vote with this statement?
Probably a 6.
Okay. And then Luis Gil. He is a Columbus resident and Venezuelan immigrant with experience as a small business owner. Since moving to Columbus a decade ago, Luis has been a dedicated member of the community, visiting civic associations and community groups across the city and listening to the personal struggles, frustrations, and suggestions of Columbus residents. As the endorsed Republican, Luis is running for city council to give a voice to those Columbans who have been denied representation. On a scale from 0 to 10, how would you rate this?
An 8.
Thank you. Sometimes in surveys like this, people change their minds, and sometimes they don't. If the November elections for Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Luis Gil or Nancy Day Offhour?
Luis. I generally vote for Republicans over Democrats.
Thanks. And then I'm going to read you some statements from people might make about candidates running for city council. Rate each statement again from 0 to 10, where a 10 means the statement makes you much likely to vote for the candidate for city council, and 5 means the statement makes you no more or less likely to vote for the candidate, and 0 means that you're much less likely to vote for the candidate for city council in November 2023. Nancy Benston. She is a Columbus City Council member and graduate of Columbus East High School, who has dedicated his life and career to public service in his hometown. As a nonprofit leader, he has worked to reduce homelessness and provide drug, alcohol, and mental health services to our community. Benson understands the need to address public safety throughout investment in neighborhoods, which is why he facilitated $100 million in investment in Linden and helped in communities as the endorsed Democrat, he's running for re-election to continue creating a safe and more equitable city for all residents. From a 0 to 10, how would you rate his statement?
4.
And then we have Farhan Yeti. He came to Columbus with his family as a Somalian refugee and made the city his home. He faced countless obstacles with no resources and little ability to speak English as he pursued the American dream. Yeti has spent his career as an entrepreneur building successful businesses and serving as the vice president of the Somali American Chamber of Commerce. He is running for the city council to better represent our diverse city and rebuild trust between police and the community. How is Rick and from 0 to 10?
That's a tough one. It doesn't give me the information I really need to know. I'd say 5.
Okay. Well, don't worry. We're at 70%, almost done.
Okay. Gosh, this is going on a long time.
Yeah. No, don't worry. We're almost finished. Just a few questions. Sometimes in surveys like this, people change their minds, and sometimes they don't. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, do you vote for Farhan Yeti or Nick Bankston?
The first guy.
Okay. Farhan Yeti?
Yeah.
Okay. And just a couple more statements. The same, I'm going to read them to you again. You can rate them from 0 to 10, 10 being much more likely to vote, 5 no more or less likely to vote, and 0 much less likely to vote. These are to vote for the candidate for city council in November 2023. We're going to speak about Emmanuel Remy. He's a Columbus City Council member who serves as the chair of the Public Safety and Environment Committee. Under the Remy's direction, the city has installed more sidewalks around schools, cleaned up illegal dumping throughout the city, and created new jobs during his time in city council. The council has passed gun control, invested tens of millions in youth programming, and invested over $1 million in gun violence prevention programming. As the endorsed Democrat, he is running for the re-election to continue to focus on making Columbus a safer and cleaner city for all families. From 0 to 10, how would you rate him?
0.
Okay. And then Adrian Hood is a retired Air Force master surgeon, grandmother, and advocate for the Black community. A Columbus native who has raised in London, Hood has dedicated her life to public services. Since her son was shot and killed by Columbus police in 2016, Hood has advocated for police to end police brutality and reduce gun violence. She is now running for city council to create the changes we need in our city and protect everyone regardless of their zip code. From 0 to 10?
Oh, that's another tough one. Probably a 3.
And sometimes in service like this, people change their mind again, and sometimes they don't. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Adrian Hood or Emmanuel Remy?
To be honest with you, I probably wouldn't vote for either of them.
I understand. Which of the following candidates are you most likely to support or agree with more? Candidate B, to make the Columbus safer, we should get smarter on crime by investing in the services to prevent the root causes of crime, such as affordable housing, jobs, mental health care, and drug addiction counseling, or candidate A, to make the Columbus safer, we should get tougher on crime and invest in more police to lock up people who are committing crimes and enforce stricter penalties to keep them off the street.
A,
okay. And then, in this case, I'm going to read you some information about the actions the Columbus City Council has taken in the last couple of years. Please rate from a scale to 0 to 10, again, where 10 means that this action makes you more favorable towards the council, 5 means that you feel neutral, and 0 means that your action makes you feel less favorable towards the council. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. First, the Columbus City Council passed legislation that reduces penalties for marijuana and paraphernalia possession while funding a record sealing program. Under the legislation, an arrest or conviction for a minor misdemeanor violation does not constitute a criminal record. From 0 to 10, how would you compare?
0.
Okay. The Columbus Council City passed gun control legislation. Passed gun control legislation that would prohibit the possession of a large capacity magazine by most people and require safe gun storage or firearms.
0.
The Columbus City Council created a pilot program called the Columbus Promise, which provides tuition assistance, scholarships, and a dedicated advisor to hundreds of Columbus City School students to boost college going and prepare for the growing job market.
Four.
Okay. The Columbus City Council approved $500,000 in funding for two organizations in hopes of curbing violence in the short north.
Oh, golly, I don't know what they funded, so kind of hard to say on that one. I guess I'd give them a 6.
Okay. Thank you. Hang in there. We're almost done. We're 85% done. And as we know, there will be a constitutional amendment on the ballot in November in Ohio. If it passes, it will establish a constitutional right for all Ohioans to make their own reproductive decisions, including protecting the right to an abortion in the state. If the election were held today, you would vote yes to support the amendment to protect the right to an abortion in Ohio, or would you vote no to oppose the amendment to protect the right to an abortion in Ohio?
I would vote no, because I'm in favor of people, no matter how small they be.
Okay. Do you support or oppose to increasing taxes for the purposes of building a rapid bus transit system, reducing traffic congestion, protecting clean air, and improving community infrastructure, including bike lanes, sidewalks, roads, and bridges, and for public transportation infrastructure and equipment, and operating the Central Ohio Transit Authority transportation system?
Probably not. I'll say no.
Would you strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Okay.
I'd have to
see
more details. No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. Okay. Married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
I'm unmarried.
Okay. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Nope.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Republican.
Do you consider yourself a strong or not strong Republican?
I guess you'd have to say strong.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Okay. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for Trump.
Okay. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
I'd rather not say.
Okay.
That's getting a little too personal.
I understand. And that would be all. Thank you so much for your time today. Thank you so much for your opinions. They are very important. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.